You can tell by the sound of Cab Calloway that it is finally time for Radio Nibbles to return. John Lindorf is live in the Boulder studio with us. Welcome back, John.
Well, thanks for having me, Shannon. I'm not sure everybody knows, but I've been on a sort of radio sabbatical for about, it's been a few months. Enjoyed it thoroughly, kind of refreshed my food chops, and also I was able to relaunch Nibbles, the column that kind of goes with Radio Nibbles. It's in every Thursday on in the Boulder Weekly, and I'm happy to have them both back together. I've also launched, if you look in the Boulder Weekly, there's a separate page that includes a review, a recipe, and food events every week.
And your Nibbles column today is all about Boulder apples and why Boulder is so rich in old heirloom apple trees. Tell us.
Boulder is amazing. Actually, if you live anywhere from, say, Iris to Table Mesa and even down to El Dorado Springs, chances are your backyard was an orchard. Back in the early 1900s, Colorado was much better known for apples than it was for chili or corn or peaches or anything else, and we were shipping them all over the world. But eventually, Washington and the delicious apple and some other things killed, you know, kind of Boulder as an orchard place, plus people wanted to live here. But those trees are still here. All over Boulder, there are these old, old trees, and some of them are varieties that are no longer available commercially. And they're sitting in people's backyards and farms and alleys. And there's sort of a confluence of things this week. All the trees in Boulder had a wonderful year. It didn't freeze. There was, you know, if you look around, the trees are way overburdened. And this week, the Boulder Apple Tree Project, which is a CU program to identify these trees, has a massive effort going on to identify these trees,
wow,
some of which will be grafted. At the same time, Community Food Rescue, which is a local group, is harvesting as many of these apples as possible to donate to different services. And Boco Cider is collecting apples. And you can learn more about this in the Boulder Weekly, but there's some interesting projects coming up, including a tree that will be grafted with 30 or 40 different kinds of apples.
Wow. Okay, how does that work? What happens when you graft that many different apple types onto a single tree?
You end up with a multi-fruit tree.
Wow, okay.
And it'll be very cool. There'll be three of them publicly accessible. I'll have more on that later.
All right. Well, what do you have for us for local food news?
Well, there's so much to catch up with, and we'll talk about this in coming weeks, but the biggest things that have affected dining, we now have the indoor mask rule, which I think will come. A lot of restaurants have instituted vax mandates. And a lot of the other things that have happened is, you know, remember when alcohol, you know, was, you couldn't get it delivered with food. That seems like it's going to be a permanent thing. And the outdoor dining thing, you know, dining in the streets, will continue this winter in part because in some places, if you're not vaccinated, you can't eat inside.
Wow. What else is there to do? Do you have the oldest family farm stands are collaborating?
Yes, it's a wonderful thing. It's the farm stand fall tour. This Saturday and every Saturday, and actually almost any day that they're all open, you can guide yourself around country roads to Cure Farm in Boulder, Olin Farms in Longmont, and Aspen Moon Farm, where I went last weekend. And it's just wonderful. You really get to meet the farmers, see where the food is grown, and pick up things that aren't available at farmers markets or in grocery stores. And if we're talking about supporting a regenerative local food system, this is how you do it. So get out there and buy from the farm, because it'll help to keep those places farms.
Yeah, and learn where your food comes so you can appreciate what goes into your mouth. I'm about to do a tradition that I'm understanding is a tradition. Is what is the best thing you've tasted recently?
Well, it was Fresco's, which is a new line of canned soft drinks, which comes from a company in Boulder called Green Belly Foods. They're inspired by Guatemalan traditions, and they have created a line of sodas based on aguas frescas, you know?
But are they like carbonated or?
They're lightly carbonated, okay. But you have tamarind, you have Jamaica, you know, which is hibiscus, pineapple, but mm-hmm. they're very lightly sweetened, perfect, you know, naturally flavored and lightly carbonated, and they're available at a lot of local stores. And it's wonderful to taste these things without all the extra fake ingredients that you sometimes get when you buy it at a restaurant.
Nice. Well, you can read John's Nibbles column at boulderweekly.com and listen to past Radio Nibbles episodes at news.kgnu.org. You can also send comments to radionibbles@kgnu.org.
It's so wonderful to be back, folks. If you dine out, please be kind, be patient, wear your mask, tip early and often, and, you know, have fun.
Thank you so much for coming into the studio. It's been a pleasure. We'll be doing this again next week.